This is Jenny interviewing Marie in the Putman community in Blount County, December 9th, 1972. How old are you, Marie?
I'll be 69 the 20th of this month.
I see. And where were you born?
Here in Blount County.
I guess in this community.
In this community. Mm-hmm.
And you're a housewife?
Yes.
And what is your husband's name?
Joe.
And where was he born?
He was born in Coleman County.
Oh, in Coleman County.
Uh-huh.
And where were his folks from? Do you remember?
In Coleman County.
And your folks all came from this part of the country?
No, they came from North Carolina.
Oh, and, but you grew up in
yes.
this community,
uh-huh.
and do you know when they came to this community?
Oh, no. But both grandparents came from North Carolina.
Uh-huh. But you were born, I mean, all your immediate family was born here
yes.
in this community.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I noticed that the graveyard down here has been fixed up real pretty. I haven't been over here since grandmother's funeral. And is this
yes.
your project, the graveyard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who, well, I see there's about three or four graves down there.
There's four.
And when was this graveyard started?
In 1970.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rufus was the first one that was buried there.
Now he's your brother?
Yeah. And then my sister and the other two neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Now this is your pet project. You gave me
yeah.
the land
yeah.
and so on. All that.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you tell us something now? Just in free conversation, Marie, I want you to try to forget about this tape recording. Let's just talk. Before I left home, Mother told me about an article that you gave to the newspaper on Rube Borough. Why don't you just kind of tell me what happened there?
Yes, I did. In 1880, my parents lived on the Garden City in Bluntsville Road. And my mother had killed a shoat and had fresh meat, and my little sister, Vider, was playing out in the chimney corner, and somebody knocked on the door. My mother said, "Come in, Vider." Nobody didn't come in. So he knocked the third time, and she went to the door, and there stood Ruth Burris, smiling, and Vider standing behind him with her hands on her hip, smiling also. And Ruth Burris asked her for something to eat for he and his buddy. And she said he was a good-looking man, had real black hair, black eyes, and the prettiest set of teeth she ever saw, and a pretty shiny gun on him. So she fixed him up a paper sack full of that fresh meat and biscuits, and he thanked her very politely and went on his way.
Well, you know, everything I've ever heard about Rube Borough was something similar to that about his manner, that
mm-hmm.
he was a very polite man. And
he was. My mother said he was real polite.
To be such an outlaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can tell you another tale, too, over in Happy Hollow. My mother was raised over